Well, the drama continues on Basketball Wives. And you know what? I can't be mad at Jackie for not wanting the drama on the boat because
I can't swim either.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me. I'm on a boat.
This is the best. I love that we crack ourselves up. This is my favorite part.
I can't take myself seriously.
I've just been playing that in the background the whole time. It's so good.
I hope you guys watching are enjoying us and laughing with us and not at us, hopefully.
Yeah, drink to that.
We promise we're only a couple glasses in now.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys. Yeah.
Well,
oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Missed the cheers. I messed it up already, guys. I messed it up already.
I said take a sip. Okay, sorry.
Well, I get the second one.
All right.
Okay, guys. Welcome to the Basketball Wives After Show.
Yeah. Woo!
El Marie, you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
That's right. Hi, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
I'm Sanders Kennedy, and you can find me at Just Sans World on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
Yeah, this was the boat episode.
Boat.
Hey, guess what, guys? I was actually on a boat this weekend.
Yeah.
On a yacht.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I did on Saturday. We took a little yacht action over to. If you were actually following AfterBuzz, I took over their Instagram for on Saturday morning.
Okay.
And did a little charter yacht over to Catalina. Mm. Not quite as fancy as Michael Vick's, but, you know, close second.
Yeah.
It did the job. It had a nice little lounge area, a little kitchen, a little, little two bathrooms.
Fancy,
so fancy.
Now, I see.
I know. But it was really fun.
I've been like, where was our invite?
I know, right?
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just joking.
I think it got lost in the mail. Yeah,
I did. But, I did. You guys, you didn't get it?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have lost your address. I'm just kidding.
I'm about to lose my job.
No, it was a lot of fun, though. It was a lot of fun. You can check out, I think they posted the video on the AfterBuzz Twitter feed as well.
Okay.
So you can kind of check out a couple of things in there as well.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Like I said, the boat episode and the whole Miami crew. So they're trying to take it back to their roots and really focus on Evelyn, Tammy, Jennifer, and Shawnee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so are we thinking that next season, or they're going to go back to splitting the two shows with LA and Miami, you think?
Ooh, do we think anybody's going to stay in Miami after this?
You're right. They don't live there.
I don't feel like anybody's. I think we're staying in LA.
Yeah. We're just reminiscing.
I think it just might be Basketball Wives without Jackie and Malaysia.
Yeah.
And that's,
that's what they're just trying to bring them back.
I think
back,
that's what it's going to end up being. Because Jackie's fighting with Shawnee. Hello. Mm-hmm. That's your boss.
Yeah.
Right.
Malaysia might have a fighting chance after that, like what we saw tonight. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Isn't Malaysia moving to Atlanta?
Oh, yeah.
She said that, like, first thing. She was moving to Atlanta.
We liked you in the season for those three episodes, so.
She hasn't talked about it anymore, though. Like, I'm wondering, was it, like a maybe situation? Like, if this isn't going to work out, I'm going to move to Atlanta.
But yeah, right.
If they still like me and I have a job here, I'll maybe stay here.
Yeah. Hey, got to go where the money is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can't blame you, girl.
So I guess we'll see.
But I feel a reunion's coming back from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun to see them back in Miami.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Reminiscing and things like to where it all started. So,
yeah.
I forgot about Jennifer's divorce party.
Oh,
I don't remember that crazy cake.
Yeah, the cake.
I love the flashback they were giving. It just brought back memories. I'm like, wow, I was so young.
And Tammy Roman's look.
Oh, my God, Tammy's look.
We talked about, like, she's come.
She has come a long way.
Yes.
I'm liking where she landed.
Yeah.
I'm liking where she landed.
I didn't say that.
I'm being honest.
No.
I can pull out some crazy pictures of me from
and Tammy's early cool about
20s. Oh, same here.
Like she said, with Malaysia. Like Malaysia came for her makeup that day, but she was like, you know what? She was right.
I love that she did that. Tammy just keeps earning some more and more points in my book.
She needs an applause because she is bringing a cheers because
cheers
she's bringing people together. Like, she's settling beef. Mm-hmm. She's not fighting with anyone, really. And if she's fighting with someone, she's settling it like a adult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I actually really, I gotta say, of all of the people in this episode tonight, I probably stand closest to where Tammy stands in terms of my stance in this whole Jackie Evelyn situation.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like for the first time tonight, I was Team Jackie. Team Jackie. I'm sorry. I had a little tickle in my throat. No, I think for the first time tonight, I actually saw... Mm-hmm. I empathize more with Jackie than mm-hmm. I did with Evelyn.
Yeah.
And we did get called out a little bit on our chat room last week mm-hmm. for being totally against Jackie yeah. and not also calling out Evelyn and where she's wrong. Mm. And so I think I was watching with a little bit more of kind of an objective point of view. Mm-hmm. And yes, Jackie's crazy is crazy.
Yeah. And I think that's what happens. Like, her crazy is so overwhelming that we kind of only focus on that.
Right. Because it's the squeakiest wheel.
Mm-hmm. Because you know? Her personality just brings the attention. So we put yeah. all of our attention on her, even though it's equally Evelyn and Jackie, like, how they disrespected each other. It's even, mm-hmm. but right. Evelyn lays back and keeps her mouth shut. Jackie's like, this is what's happening to me. Yeah. This is what happened. So right. we look at her and it's like... She ain't acting this way, so since you're not acting like everyone else, we call you crazy.
Right. Yep. I mean, it really was. It was kind of the first time this time that I was watching the show, and I was just like, the question that kept coming to my mind, because at the end of the day, the problem with these two ladies that they are mad that both of them are talking shit on their kids, mm-hmm. right? Like, yes. that's the root mm-hmm. of this problem. So if that's the case, and if Evelyn is holding on to this grudge of, oh, Jackie, like, kids are off limit, yeah, in the next breath, she's going to say, Takari, send me a copy of her book.
Right.
Takari, I'm going to go on book tour with that girl. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean?
Still like, always making the jokes and things like that.
Why is it okay for Evelyn to do it, but not Jackie? Mm-hmm. It's a double standard, I think.
Yes, it's the delivery. Is. We accept Evelyn's delivery because it's not like vicious, it's mm-hmm. low key shade.
Yeah.
Jackie mm-hmm. is deliberate. It's like, no, I'm gonna say this yeah. and I know I'm saying this mm-hmm. and I'm gonna say it louder than everyone else.
Right.
But since Evelyn's like, oh, you know what? Let me just act like, oh, there mm-hmm. goes the book. Right. And then yeah. Jennifer's like, forward it over here.
I love right. that.
Jennifer, you just like take it easy. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just came back. You're gonna insert yourself in all the drama like already.
Girl, but slow also, your right.
Role a also, bit. Jackie being upset with Shawnee. So right. now how do we feel about Shawnee doing the interview? Because supposedly Jackie said she heard an interview where Shawnee was like, well, I kind of don't know what to believe. It's kind of Jackie's word against her daughter's word. But Jackie is supposed to be your friend. Like Jackie said, they've been friends for almost about 4 or 5 years. To me, mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's a solid friendship at this point. That's mm-hmm. a long time. So do you feel like Shawnee just maybe should have stayed out of it? Like, well, Jackie said that's her part, and you know what I mean? I'm out of it. Or her saying that she doesn't know who to believe was a betrayal to Jackie.
I don't see it as a betrayal. Mm-hmm. I see it as Shawnee putting her producer hat on, playing politically correct. Mm.
That's what she said. That's exactly what I feel like it is.
I feel mm-hmm. like she's just putting her producer hat on and she's like, look, I like Jackie. Like, she's pushed my buttons a lot this season. However, I got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's why she gave that answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a safe mm-hmm. answer. But with Jackie, someone like that, I can see how she took it that way. Feeling like she's against so her and more sensitive. On Evelyn's side. Yeah.
Jackie is the most sensitive person on that cast, mm-hmm. but she has the biggest mouth because of the sensitivity that she has.
Yeah.
As for Shawnee commenting, look, you got to make a comment because when you don't say anything, then people can interpret that as something else. Mm-hmm. So it's better to say something than not say anything in this case. Because it's like, well, you stay silent. Is that shade? It's like, no, this is how I feel. I'm on nobody's side. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know.
Yeah. Keep like it clean. She said, it's not her business.
Yeah.
So she's going to try to stay out of it. But yeah, I see your point to say something because then it's like, well, how do you really feel? You know, like mm-hmm. maybe you do feel like
Jackie people can is twist that way. And be yeah. like, well, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. And since mm-hmm. she's not saying anything, if she didn't say anything at all, it's like, oh, she doesn't have something nice to say. You know how people think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it caused.
Caused Jackie to have a moment.
Yeah, go off on Shawnee a little bit. And like Tammy said.
You remember what happened to the last girl that did that to Shawnee?
She's not on this boat.
Nope, she didn't make the cut.
AKA on the show.
She made it on 30.5 seconds of an episode that she wasn't even invited to an event.
Right.
Right.
Like, yeah, basically you crash the event and you crash the episode, basically. Also,
basically.
Right. Because you weren't supposed to be there. So, there you know, it's the first time I thought about it that way, like her crashing the episode, too.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't surely producers knew she was coming, though. She was mic'd up.
Yeah, but still. It's
I mean, of course, they were like, ooh, she's coming. Yeah. Get her a mic. Let's go.
Yeah, let's get her ready.
Yeah.
But then I'm sure Shawnee had some words after that. And was like, never again.
Yep.
I mean, Shawnee's not the only one, so they could have, like, let's try to see if we can slide this past Shawnee.
Maybe. Maybe. You never know.
And Shawnee could have been lit after that. Like
oh, you want to go behind my back? He's like, no, make a good moment for TV. And it did.
It did.
But I guess there was that only moment for this season. Yeah.
She made sure it didn't happen again.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Definitely. So, I don't know. Jackie might want to take it easy, but I mean, that's Jackie. She's not going to take it easy.
Right.
So,
hey, speaking of Shawnee and producer having her producer hat on, we got to know Kihafa a little bit more in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing her last episode, and then we get to know her a little bit more. How do you guys feel about her?
I'm thinking she's going to, it's like the little intro. We're getting an intro for her.
Right.
For
she's going to be on Baller Wives.
Yeah.
Baller Wives.
So, I don't know. I don't think I have an opinion of her yet. I'm just like, she's just there.
Yeah. I like her.
Yeah.
So far, so good. Like, I like what she's wearing. I like her boat. I like her attitude.
Yeah, I like
her boat.
Yeah, I like her boat,
I like her boat. Yeah.
I like her. I'm really excited to see her a little bit more.
Yeah. I would have to see more of her to get my opinion. Yeah, I like Geneva a little bit.
I have no opinion. Like, I don't really like, I don't know them. I don't. Mm-hmm. I guess I have to judge them off how ratchet they get, because that's the kind of show it is. And it's sad.
That's so
sad.
It's like,
they're really nice. They haven't popped off. Right. But yet, I don't have an opinion because I don't see anything negative yet.
Yeah. Right. What reality TV has done to us. That's so sad.
It's
sad.
I know.
That's my reason, too.
Like, I know, right? It takes so little to make me like people now.
Yeah.
It's like, she's just there. But yeah, so that'll be interesting, though, to kind of see them on the next show. And so we may get a little more ratchet or a little more, you know, intriguing things about them. We'll find that out, I guess.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
So I like Geneva, though. I don't know what it was. Something about her personality just kind of drew me in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I feel like... What's her name?
Kihafa.
Yeah, Kihafa. I was like, I wrote it down. she was trying to play peacemaker, and that's nice, and try to figure out what was going on. But I also feel like Geneva was like trying to get the tea, and like
she
stayed up and was talking like with Evelyn and everything.
Yeah, she's like, what's up with Jack?
I love it though.
Can you believe?
I can't blame her. I would be doing the same thing. I'd be like, so girl, what's going on?
Right.
What's
all about?
Yeah. I would be the exact same way. Wait. Did you guys hear the comment when they were all at lunch, the OGs were at lunch at the very top of the show, and they said that they were original Frickin' Frack?
Oh, the shades of Phaedra Parks and Portia Williams.
Yes. I'm just saying.
The original Frickin' Frack.
We were the original Frickin' Frack. I was like, ooh. I looked at you and I go, was that some shade? Like,
it was shade. Shade to Portia and Phaedra right there in writing.
100%.
Since their relationship, Portia and Phaedra, is like
done,
they probably won't even care. But yeah, that was definitely shade.
Oh man,
like,
I love
it. But they were though.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So hey, you claim it and take your reign back.
I love it when the shade crosses multiple franchises.
Yeah.
The shade knows no bounds.
It knows no bounds.
I love it.
Anyone can get it.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah. But so just being on the boat. So Jackie, she's getting turned drinking. Like usual. Throwing them back.
The whole episode, she was doing nothing but drinking and having episodes.
Yeah, that's what she does.
I mean, she does.
That's Jackie.
She does like to drink. Yeah. Somebody needs to give her a hug.
Yeah.
Yes.
Malaysia was trying to kind of calm her down, talk her down. Like, okay, well, are you ready to leave? Let's go. Then she kind of rushed and almost rushed Malaysia, but she was able to overpower her. Like, no, you sit here. Yeah. And she's like, I'm going to go talk to Evelyn. Like, no, that's not going to be a conversation.
Right.
You
right.
know? So Malaysia trying to, you know, calm her down and bring her back to a good place.
Yeah.
Now, look, I think that Jackie does have these real feelings and she's upset. But I do think that she's playing up for the cameras because she knows what she says is going to be a soundbite and she knows how people are going to react.
Yeah.
Jackie knew if she was going to jump, if Jackie really wanted to jump up and get Evelyn, she could have knocked Malaysia down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be honest. If you really want to get to someone, you would have made more of a fight of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was more of, she really felt that way, but physically, like, it wasn't 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really respected Malaysia in this episode.
Yeah.
I don't usually jive with Malaysia. Usually she kind of just like irks me just a little bit. but I really liked her in this episode. I thought, regardless of what you feel about Jackie, regardless of whose side you're on in this issue, regardless of all of those feelings, she said, I came with you, I leave with you.
Yeah, I did like her loyalty.
You know what I mean? That to me was really impressive. That was probably the most impressed that I've been by Malaysia seeing her on the show.
Yeah. Because not everyone would do that.
No, they're on a freaking yacht. I would be like, all right, girl.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Text me when you get home. Call me Uber. Let me know you made it home.
I'm not on a yacht every day, so I'm going to enjoy this. If you need to go, I'll get you an Uber.
Right.
You can use my account. I'll pay for it. Where are your location?
She was like, you know, like, I'm 110% ride or die. And like,
that's really good.
I really, really was impressed with that. So shout out to you, Malaysia. Way to go, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand by your woman.
Also, Malaysia had that wall up with Tammy. She was already saying, I'm not going to talk to Tammy. I'm not ready to talk to Tammy. Right. I don't want to talk about it right now. I don't want to. Then literally when they were forced to talk, they ended it with laughing, which is the best thing that you can do after an argument is laugh at yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just laugh it off. And they both realized it was kind of simple.
Yeah.
And just only thing though, I felt like Malaysia still didn't see her wrong in the whole Brandy situation.
Yeah.
Like, you should not have invited her to the dinner. So stop acting like Tammy has no reason to be upset.
Right.
You know, that was the only thing. But they still got past that, and they were able to hug it out.
Because some things you just can't. Some things you just, like, have to disagree about and then keep it moving.
Yeah, just agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, well, anyway. But also, when they first were about to talk, Tammy, it was like, she just still has this, she's trying to change, you know, I guess, and be a better person, but like the old Tammy is still kind of there. So she was like, so you want to do something about it, or you want to, whatever she said, but I still feel like she just kind of meant to talk about it, but her tone and her hand.
Yep.
So you want to handle it right now?
So you want to handle it right now?
I
so you
love
do
it.
So you want to do that?
About it now, but I.
But don't put your hands up. Don't put your hands up.
She's the one with the hands.
Yeah.
I know.
Doesn't she follow her own rules?
No, she doesn't, clearly. But I like how she was just coming to talk to her. But it was like, I could see how, like, Malaysia was like, that was a bit abrasive. Like,
right.
So I don't know where you're going with this. But yeah, in the end, like we said, it ended in laughs, and so that was a good thing.
I'm glad. I mean, I'm not really invested in Malaysia super hard, but I am glad that they cleared the air. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see that moment. I think I'm a little bit over the, like, everybody being against everybody kind of situation right now. And so it was nice to see one jolted relationship finally be, like, a little harmonious again. So
mended a little.
Yes. Yep.
But that one fixed, and then a new one started with Jackie and Shawnee. We can only handle one thing at a time, I guess.
Yeah, and then I guess it's like certain situations, it's like, okay, I guess it's for TV and the producers want to egg it on, because a situation like that, when Malaysia and Jackie were trying to leave, and I've seen, sometimes that can happen in real life. If someone is trying to leave to avoid a situation, let them leave.
Yes.
Okay, my question is, both to Malaysia and to Jackie and Evelyn, if you know that you are coming on a boat with a person that you do not want to be around, you don't want to see, you don't want to talk to, you don't want to have a conversation, you're going to kill her if you, like, get to whatever, why go on the boat? Like, why even put yourself in that situation?
I agree with that, you know what I mean?
Like, because all it did was just stir up shit when they were trying to leave.
Yeah.
And just be like, it made the whole thing without wanting to make a scene and like, no, I'm going to, you know, whatever. I'm going to hurt your friend. I'm going to do this. Yeah, but you're already ruining everybody's like trip and time here anyway. Yeah. So why did you even come?
Yeah, because you already changed the energy. And I could, for myself, I wouldn't. If I know that I'm at odds with someone and I have the personality like Jackie, like, you know, you can't keep your mouth shut. See, Evelyn, she can probably do it because I won't pay you any mind.
She did do it. Right. She just sat there.
You know, but Evelyn, I mean, Jackie, she's going to open her mouth. She's going to want to say something. So, yeah, if you have that personality, then, yeah, just stay home from the beginning.
Yeah.
But if you go into it, possibly, even though Jackie didn't go into it this way, but if you go into it kind of with Evelyn's mentality, thinking well, I just won't say anything. And then the other person, kind of like Jackie, you know what I mean? So I could understand, like, Evelyn going, because she feels like, I will stay away from it, even though it's other people. I can talk to other people on this boat and not have to interact with her. But then they force themselves into your space and everything, so.
And Jackie knew that she was going to do something days before at the bar when she was trying to twerk. Jackie, please don't twerk again.
Like, oh, Lord. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, yeah. Side note.
For Miss, everything is about sex. I would expect her to.
She got a vibrate in her or something. Like,
wait, can either of you guys twerk?
No. Like a little bit. Not with this
yeah.
Me.
Not with your
I saw your Instagram, girl. I saw your Instagram.
Ooh, I'm going to follow your that? Instagram now. I want to see you twerk a little, girl.
Those Instagram stories will be a story.
Those
are
after hours. No.
That's going to after show.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Right? After show.
That was supposed to be a DM.
But not like Malaysia, though. Malaysia.
Oh, girl, Malaysia.
Her booty. Like she said, I have on my twerking pants. I was like, oh, and yes, you do.
Yeah,
and
Jackie was like, you control it with her mind.
She does. She's like, she tells that thing what to do. It follows her orders. She controls it with her mind. I was like, get it, girl. I was a little bit envious. I'm not going to lie. I was a little envious.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to see me twerk. just putting that out there. But to kind of your point, what you were saying, Jackie also did say, I'm not that kind of girl. Like, I can't just sit here and just be like, pretend like la-di-da. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't say, you know, something when this is how I'm feeling. And then you add alcohol into the situation on top of Jackie's crazy. And it just, they're not going to get anywhere. Yeah. They're not going to get anywhere. So I don't even know.
You're already going to have liquid courage on top of the fact that you're crazy, like you just said. So that's a recipe for disaster.
And the conversations that Jackie's having with other people, calm and collective and expressing her feelings, is exactly the conversation that she has to have with Evelyn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why is she able to have, like, I know why she's able to have it with other people. She doesn't have drama with other people, so she can think straight.
Yeah.
But she's saying exactly what she should say, but to the wrong person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is that Evelyn is so resistant to hearing anything that mm-hmm. Jackie's going to ever have to say. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost one of those things that we need to just let this season play out, let it simmer a little bit, put it on ice, maybe talk about it. Like, look at her and Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it took a hot minute. Yeah. But,
took a few years.
But I'm just saying, like, Evelyn is not the person, this is not the time. And mm-hmm. I get it, Jackie. I get that you want to get it off your chest. I get that you want to just, like, have your come to Jesus and do your thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's not the right time.
Right.
It's not the right time to confront Evelyn. You need to just, mm-hmm. like, respect each other's differences, stay out of each other's way, and just go live your life.
Yeah, and let it go. Because I feel like it's making it worse with Evelyn, because I feel like maybe at some point they can sit down and talk about it and just agree to disagree, especially if they are going to both be on the show, because they will continue to be around each other. So let's not have that hostility every time we see each other. So mm-hmm. that needs to be squashed. We don't have to agree. We don't have to be friends, but let's get this tension out of the way. But we can't do it now because I'm still upset, and you keep upsetting me. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
And that's like the thing. Jackie, like, everything that we see Jackie do is on camera. Mm-hmm. Everything that Evelyn does, allegedly, is not on camera. Right. With the tweets, with mm-hmm. the instigation of, ooh, I want to see that book. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I want to, ooh, what happened there? Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, we don't see that. Mm-hmm. So we don't take it seriously because we have no proof of that unless we do our get those receipts, girl.
Yeah.
Right?
But that's how we go off of it. We mm-hmm. go off of what we see, and Evelyn's probably doing a lot more than what we would more than Jackie.
What we know, yeah.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I will say, like, I agree with you when you said, like, you're kind of on Jackie's side right now. So towards the end of the episode, I did kind of start to lean more towards Jackie's side, because I agree that Evelyn needs to stop interacting with Takari.
Like, at least publicly.
Yeah.
Or, like, period. Because if you guys, like, you want this to be done and you don't want anything to ever come, you don't want her to say anything else to Shanice, then you need to stop interacting with her daughter. So I do agree with that. Like, oh, she sent me the book, and then, like, oh, Jennifer sent me a copy, which she's going to send her a copy. Like, mm-hmm. later, they have the printed out copy.
Yeah.
Later.
Oh, yeah. They took that thing to Kinko's and they got it spiral bound. Right? They were like,
they had it laminated.
Oh my gosh, they got their, like, highlighter out, they got their white out, if they want to, like, change something.
But let's not lie, we were trying to look at how many pages that book was. It's 280 pages from what we see.
We're not involved in that, so we could do it.
Yeah. No, but I think the root of it from also is that Jackie's probably jealous that Evelyn still has a relationship with her daughter, and mm-hmm. Jackie can't even have a relationship with her own daughter.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And, like, Because when she, back to Shawnee, like her talking to Shawnee, she did tell Shawnee, like, you knew what this was.
Right.
So I think that is why she was hurt a little bit by Shawnee speaking out on it at all. Whether Shawnee was right or wrong is besides the point, but it was like, you knew the situation.
Right.
You know, more than possibly anyone. So it hurts me that you're involving yourself in it.
Yeah.
But so it could be a jealousy thing, because it does hurt Jackie. No one knows really the true story when something like that happens. It's like right. their side, her side, and the truth.
Yep.
So we don't really know what's, you know, going on. So like you said, she might be jealous of Evelyn because she doesn't have that relationship with her daughter. I think her and her other daughter, I forget her name, the one that just had the baby, I think they're okay and they seem to be pretty close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, your child is your child. No matter how many other children you have,
yep.
if you have a strange relationship with one of them, it's going to hurt you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely is going to hurt. Mm-hmm. And it's a mother's instinct to, when you talk about my daughter in a good mm-hmm. or bad way, or just getting involved with family, period, is something that no one should ever do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, we do have a couple people in the chat right now, and everybody seems to have a very strong opinion tonight.
Ooh, let's
see. I mean, we've got a lot of people that are over Jackie, kind of just a little bit fed up with the whole situation mm-hmm. and as far as her. We've got Sky in the chat room right now. He says, everyone is a grown-ass adult, grown-ass women. If you can't speak with a little bit of class and intelligence and dignity and grace, say nothing at all or walk away.
There
which is
yeah.
actually what Jackie was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. But she did it with Tammy.
She did with Tammy, mm-hmm. exactly. And that's the first time I've actually seen Jackie minus alcohol is not crazy, but it's way more subdued.
Yes.
Way
yes.
more doable. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, he says, so wait, pause. Evelyn isn't a terrible human being, but I do think she shouldn't say anything about anyone's children. If she did, the same goes for Miss Jackie. So it's what mm-hmm. we go back to actually yeah. talking about in the beginning. If kids are off limits, kids are off limits.
Mm-hmm.
They are both in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're just both in the wrong.
That simple.
You're I don't right. think Evelyn having a relationship with Takari is any more acceptable than Jackie saying a comment about Shanice.
Right.
I just think that if they're off limits, they're off limits, and that needs to be it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know?
Yeah, and especially now, like, Evelyn taking it to the point, like, oh, I have the book. And now they're printing it out, and they're passing it around.
It looks so
like,
messy
now, yeah,
on
like,
her
now
part.
That is messy.
So,
and
yeah.
I do in this situation, and we'll see on next episode how everything goes down, but and now I'm starting to feel bad for Jackie.
Yeah.
Because it's like, stop coming for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a sore spot. Like, we haven't healed from that. It'd be different if they went through something as mother and daughter and they found their way back to each other and they're bringing it up and it's like, okay, well, we're past that. And maybe she could walk away from it, but she's not. You know, it's still an open wound, you know, and they just keep pouring salt on it.
Because there's petty and then malicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Printing out that book. Emily didn't have to say anything about the book.
Yeah,
no
she
one
didn't.
Forced her to say it. She didn't. She goes like, oh, you know, I got the book. Wait for the cameras to be off and let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. But obviously the cameras are on. It entertained us.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, a producer told her like, Takari, yeah. forward Evelyn a copy
yeah.
of that book. Right now at 3:02 p.m. on Tuesday when we are filming in the middle of a lunch, go ahead and send it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the other thing too that gets kind of, you know, that whole thing kind of gets in the way of all of it. But how you handle it,
mm-hmm.
how you handle the situation that you're given is just, it says a lot about your character. And I know that this season we are sort of embracing this new Evelyn, who's not necessarily throwing wine bottles across the table or flipping
right.
tables or doing whatever she's doing. But her actions are just as
equal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be flipping tables to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
like your actions speak louder than your words.
Because there's physical, emotional, and mental abuse.
Right, exactly.
And I think this is a mental abuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you know, that's perfect. Yeah. And it's like, Evelyn's like, okay, she's not, you know, just going off at the mouth anymore and attacking people and things like that. So she thinks like that's fine and that's progress. But then she still, I feel like I said in the beginning when the season first started, like, the old you will always be in there in you somewhere.
Oh, of
even
course.
If you try to change. And
there's always a little Tammy.
Right? It's still coming through with Evelyn. Like, okay, like we said, like, she's not throwing wine bottles, but she's throwing a lot
of shade.
It's
a new form.
And that doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right. And I think all Jackie wants is water under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
think that's all she wants is
yeah.
water under the bridge. I can't say I blame her.
If you were in Jackie's position, do you think you would just walk off the show and be like, you know what, this is a little bit too much for me? Because look at the reaction that she's giving. It's
mm-hmm.
like, She's talking about killing somebody on camera. Yeah. Like, you got to take those words seriously. Yeah. Like, could you walk off, like, if you were walk off the show and be like, you know what? I want to kill somebody. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if your mental health is ever at a point, like a breaking point, mm-hmm. I think you got to, somebody's got to pull her aside right. and be like, yeah. hey, look, how serious are these threats? Mm-hmm. Like, how are you really feeling about this? Because also Skye brought up the point tonight about how much these women are making by being on this show. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no dollar amount worth your sanity. No, there's just no dollar amount worth your sanity. I don't care if you're making 80 grand, 100 grand, whatever, like just for doing the show mm-hmm. and then whatever. Like, and I don't know how much they make. I don't know. If you know, let me know. Yeah, but
I wish I knew.
But that being said, you know, if you're making claims like that, if you are this level mm-hmm. of, you know, I'm not at a 10, I'm at a 20.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, I do think it might be time for Jackie to just be like, I gotta take a time out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of the paycheck, regardless of whatever, like, I gotta take a time out. Yeah.
Cause they, mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, just even like how Shawnee is saying, this is a different Jackie than she's used to seeing. Because even before, like, Jackie would, you know, can go off on people and she'll make her little threads, like, I'll beat her ass or whatever, things like that. But it's not to this point, you know. And like we said, if it gets to the point where you really feel that way, because sometimes we'll say things out of anger, and sometimes we get to the point where we mean it. Like, I don't want to go to jail, but I may just go off the rail so much, I might black out and I just don't know what I'm doing. And I feel like Jackie might be at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where you need to, like, and just take a step back.
Mm-hmm. And this is a question that no one's asking. Where's Jackie's husband in all this?
Right?
Where is her husband?
Yeah, because...
like, because you go in, if I was her husband, like, look, you don't need a show. We mm-hmm. got our money. Mm-hmm. Don't make this family look this way. Mm-hmm. We have to handle this privately. You're going crazy.
Right.
Let me get you out of this. Why isn't that happening? And or is Jackie saying, oh, I'm sorry. Like, if Jackie's saying, oh, well, now I need to go to work and make a scene. Like, is it work or is it real? Like, it's going a little bit too far.
But to me, I feel like it's Jackie going to defense for herself against what Takari is trying to put out there. This whole season started mm-hmm. with Takari and Evelyn and Jackie, and that whole thing started at the beginning about the money and her giving her the GoFundMe for her son.
Mm-hmm.
And then now Takari's got this book coming out. I almost feel like Jackie's motivation behind this had to be like, no, let me, like, I got to get my side out there. I got to say something about my side. I can't just have this be a one-sided story. Again, sometimes silence is stronger, mm-hmm. you know?
Or talk to Takari through the cameras, not Evelyn. Evelyn's not part of your family. If you're, mm-hmm. if the root is, because from the talk with Tammy, it sounded like she had her main issues with her daughter.
Yeah.
Talk to your daughter through the camera. Be like, not throw shade, but like, you can't, just talk like, no, don't say that. That did not happen. Like, maybe mm-hmm. the next season might have that because the book's coming out.
Yeah.
But or if like, you got to recognize who you're, the root of your problem is. Evelyn's not the root. It's mm-hmm. your daughter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I do have a Skye made actually a really good point in the comments here. He said, is Shawnee the messiest person on the show? And I said, how so? And he said, well, I think the producers told Evelyn to turn up the heat on Basketball Wives because there's no Basketball Wives Miami anymore. Think about it. If Evelyn didn't come on Basketball Wives LA, there wouldn't be a Basketball Wives LA because this has been the whole season of Evelyn and Jackie. Do you know what I mean? So, that's a good point.
That is a good point.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily, I'm not going to call Shawnee the messiest.
No.
Because I don't want to never have a job in LA again. But
I think that she's a good businesswoman. Like,
yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Because there's always two standpoints. It's the personal mm-hmm. real life and then there's the business.
Mm-hmm.
If it's messy personally, then that's messy. But if you're making money off of it, mm-hmm. then that's a good business move.
Yeah.
When people are making money, it's a good business move.
Ooh, y'all. I need a drink.
Yeah, right?
This
one is good, too.
Isn't it good?
Sipping our show.
It's really good. It's a red wine blend from Paso Robles.
Mm.
It's called Funk Zone. You can get it at Wink. It's a little wine club. I don't know, a little pitch there. I'm a wine connoisseur. It's my favorite thing
in
the world.
Send a few cases over this way.
Right. I know, right? Wink, we love you. Wait, actually, last week, there was a show that talked about Olive Garden, and then Olive Garden got free dinner.
Ooh,
so I am...
Wink.
Hey, Wink.
I can't wink.
We love to drink wine or talk about our after show and all of this drama with these ladies.
I know. Come on. Why not? All right. Back to the show.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
I guess speaking of this drama, You know, I just want to touch on one thing a little bit. So we noticed Hazel giving Tammy a little side eye.
Girl. Ooh.
When they first got on the boat and she sat down kind of close to Malaysia. And I'm like, oh, I thought that was your auntie. Why are you side-eyeing your auntie?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, like kind of what you doing, girl? And I was like, because I missed it at first.
Yeah.
And Laura was like,
I'm sorry. Did you see that?
I was like, I was in my own way. I'm like, why are we rewinding? whoa. And then I saw it too. I'm like, ooh, that side eye.
It's a little sassy.
That side eye can get you popped.
Oh, that's right. Sure can.
We might have to bring her over here and talk about some things.
Yes, possibly, Miss Hazel. Let's do that.
Yeah. I love it.
But yeah, so the drama will continue with the whole book, Jackie and Evelyn, and all of that next week. So. We will see how it all unfolds.
We got a lot to look forward to, and we may have a special guest joining us.
Yes.
Awesome. Right.
Ooh, make sure you guys tune in. This will be
so exciting. Yeah. Might have a special guest.
But make sure you guys keep hitting us up in the comments. As you see, we do read them. Well, Laura reads them and lets us know what you guys are saying.
Yeah, because we can't handle it, though. Right.
I got thick skin. I can take a lot. So, but it is interesting to hear your thoughts, for sure. And we do invite this dialogue because we really want to kind of bring to the conversation what you guys want to talk about.
Yeah,
so,
and even if you disagree with us, write it down. Like, we love people, we love debating if it's in a civilized way.
Yeah. Right.
No name calling. Don't Jackie us. Just have your receipts ready.
Right. Don't Jackie me. I'm not that tough. Still a little fragile.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you guys join us next week for next week's episode after show. I'm El Marie. You can catch me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
That's right. And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Oh, yes. I'm Sanders Kennedy, and you can follow me at Just Sans World on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
Right. Bye, guys.
See you for the finale.
Woo!
Finale next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.